This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us on Skype and bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. And again, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we can talk about the latest in Venezuela, where protests continue. The death toll is now apparently up to 26 people. And there are armed civilian bands in the streets that are on the side of the president, on the side of the socialist government there. Then, Mark, you've got a story that you wanted to share about the police retaliating against people for not answering questions. And we've talked on this program about how when you're talking to the police, you are generally not under any kind of obligation to answer their questions.
And it's ill-advised as far as, I don't know, every lawyer I've ever talked to,
right,
and heard anything from, and legal advocacy groups and that sort of thing, to answer any questions.
Yeah, and
the police.
It's hard. Because generally, if you're talking to somebody, you're talking to another human being, we have sort of a natural inclination to talk to that person, right? And so, you know, they ask questions, you feel like you should answer, not just because they have a gun on their hip, but also just because it's just another person, you're talking to them. It seems like a natural thing to do. And I'm somebody who has a lot of experience interacting with police. I'm one of the original cop blockers from copblock.org.
Had experience interacting with the police today.
I did. I was going to bring that up. I answered a question that I shouldn't have. He asked, is this your address? The address on the license. And it is. But I didn't have to answer that question. I could have said something like, am I obligated to answer your question? You know, I should have thrown back another question in his face, but honestly, I was a little out of practice.
That's one of those tricky questions because it's against the law to not have updated your license within a certain period of time.
That's correct. That is a phishing question they use to bust somebody for not changing an address.
That is an additional fine that
correct.
You will get if you answer that particular question in a way that they don't like.
So it's a good reason to not answer the question. Again, it just seems like an innocent question. I know what the purpose of that question is. And in my case, that is my address, so again, no harm done. But it's bad to get into the habit of answering the question in the first place. It's always good to be able to kind of be the questioner when you're interacting with the police.
Good if you want to engage in activism where you're going to get worse consequences and be kind of more harassed.
Well, I mean, in my case, the car I was driving had a Shire license plate on it, so I was expecting to be pulled over. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, Johnson. I know that your strategy is to joke it up with the cops and avoid a ticket.
And it
works for you.
It works every time. I mean, it just depends on whether or not you want to engage in activism or you want to not have consequences.
Yep, that's definitely true. But, the point being here, if you answer that question, Johnson, the question about the address, a lot of people will answer that question hoping to avoid consequences, and it will bring them more consequences.
Right.
So if you keep your mouth shut, at the very least, they might ticket you for speeding or whatever it was the reason why you got pulled over,
right,
but you won't get the ticket for you haven't updated your driver's license.
Right.
So, again, you know, there's never a guarantee when it comes to interacting with the police that things are going to go the way that you want them to.
It's true.
You've had good luck with your tactics, and, you know, a lot of women have cry and they'll get out of it, too.
I mean, to be fair, I try not to answer as many questions as possible, or at least my tactic, at the very least, while I am trying to, you know, make an officer laugh, or I am trying to lighten the mood as much as possible. My tactic is also to not self-incriminate in any way, because then they are forced to write you a ticket because you're on camera for the most part. So you have to not only ask for you know, forgiveness in a way that you're saying, you know, can you let me off this time? Mm. You know, maybe we can do a warning, you know, something like that. You have to ask for that, or you're probably not going to get it.
In New Hampshire, you're actually likely to get a warning if you're in this, if you're in a city, if you're in a town.
Right.
The state police will get more likely to give you a ticket, but the New Hampshire town and city cops, they don't actually benefit financially from writing tickets. So in some jurisdictions, in some states, when a town writes a ticket, they get the cash.
Right.
In New Hampshire, that's not the case. So they actually don't have the financial incentive that a lot of places do, like speed trap towns like Waldo, Florida, right, where, you know, what is it, 90% of the town budget comes from writing speeding tickets or something, yeah, ridiculous like that.
They, right, they disbanded, I think the FDLE disbanded their police department.
Really?
As I recall.
Yeah, it does sound kind of familiar.
But I still think it's important to not incriminate yourself as much as possible. You know,
absolutely.
Like,
but a police
when
department,
they ask you, like, are you aware of how fast you were going there?
Where's the fire?
You know, like, yeah, like, where's the fire? Like, are you, you know, like, well, I think the speed limit back there was the speed limit.
Now, Mark, you're...
You know, something like that. You don't actually directly answer their question.
Right. Now, you're an actual fireman. Does that does the I'm a fireman excuse work
no,
with the cops?
No, it shouldn't. Yeah. I think you have some... I'm sure it works with the cops, yes. You know, you've got an excuse, but frankly, I don't believe that a fireman should be, you know, a volunteer fireman should be exceeding the speed limit on the way to a fire. I mean, you know, in most cases in my town, you're not going to find
it's not
a traffic
make a difference
jam
either, right? Like,
and
you know, whether you speed or not isn't really going to save the house from,
no,
from burning.
No,
I'm a race car driver.
So, but you were saying don't incriminate yourself, and yeah, the best way to do that is to not answer the questions.
Well, or figure out, you know, think in advance over this of how you're going to answer the questions that they might ask.
With a non-answer.
With a non-answer, or an answer that seems like an answer,
mm-hmm,
but isn't. You know, like I was saying, you know, are you, you know, how fat, do you, you know, are you aware of how fast you were going? Well, the speed limit back there is 40 miles an hour, right?
Mm.
You know, you're asking, you answered by asking them a question about what the speed limit was, where you're
which
also implying
ignorance
that you knew the speed limit,
uh-huh,
which is implying that you were going the speed limit. You know, you kind of are implying the answer, but you're not actually answering their question.
Mm.
So you're not doing something that's going to make that cop angry by not answering the question, and you're also not providing evidence for your, you know, breaking the law.
So in my case, it was me and Daryl.
Right.
We were coming back from Taco Biondo in Hillsboro, great little taco joint, and coming back, wasn't on the road much more than 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, we were still in Hillsboro. I would say that's even excessive. And there was this, I don't know if it was a minivan or what it was behind me, but it didn't look like a cop, but it sure was. And they put their blue lights on after a while of being behind us and pulled us over. And immediately after I pulled into this parking lot, immediately a marked police cruiser pulled in. So there were four cops surrounding the car. I don't know what they thought they were dealing with, but it, you know, they weren't acting like this was your typical kind of road violation.
Well, it wasn't
right?
your typical kind of road violation, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, how much they knew in advance, I don't know, right? Like, do all the cops in New Hampshire know what the Shire Society is? Because I had a license plate on the car.
Breaker 1-9, we got a live one here.
I don't think the cops would say Breaker 1-9.
I know.
That's the CB radio.
Are the listeners going to know this? I mean, come on.
Anybody who's ever been on a CB radio would know it.
Okay. That's probably what, 0.013%
no, come on. The CB radio was huge in the 70s. Anybody who's still alive from the 70s is probably used to CB radio.
Okay, I mean,
CB radio was the chat rooms.
What
before
what
there
percentage
were chat
of
rooms.
Our listeners do you think were alive and in their 20s or you know around that age in the 70s?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Free Talk Live's nationally syndicated on dozens of radio stations.
What percentage of our listeners do you think were 75. Alive that are over 50?
Okay,
right, because we're talking about that age in the 70s, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Who were using CB radio.
Using them or just knew about them? Because I remember BJ and the Bear, Smokey and the Bandit. I mean,
Convoy.
Yeah, the Convoy. The fact is
we're not normal people.
I,
so saying what you're aware of does not
lots
put you
of people
in the category.
Are aware of
I was aware of them as a kid. I mean, certainly I was abnormal,
thing.
But I didn't play on the
they
radio.
They were a normal thing in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is
young people do not know what CB radio is.
Yeah. But also being aware of them does not necessarily mean that you know the lingo.
There's probably a wall at some point of an age, right? Like there's probably some hard wall of, once
I agree with Johnson on this. If you'd stop tearing people's jokes apart, the show would be more entertaining, okay? This isn't the worst consultant the world on jokes, okay? Let him tell his joke and don't tear it apart.
We got a smoky at the 1-9 mile marker. You better lay your granny foot on the hammer lane.
Now we got to talk more about CB radio.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about interacting with the police, not answering police questions, and we sort of had a general conversation about our experiences with doing that. But coming up, there's apparently a court case about this, and Mark, you're going to be telling us about that. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website, but you just haven't gotten around to taking action on that, well, it's a good thing you waited, because HostGator makes it easy. In fact, they make it super easy with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which is the go-to, what they call, content management system for websites. I love WordPress. I use it on almost all of the websites that I administer. And you can go and get yours over at HostGator.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. You go to that URL and you'll get 50% off of their regular prices. At HostGator, they're one of the top hosting companies out there. And they've also got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for that 50, that's 50, 50% off at HostGator.com/FTL.
I think they got one-click install Drupal, too.
That's pretty sweet. I would not recommend Drupal, but anyway.
Even though we run it.
Yeah.
Not to the uninitiated, that's for certain.
Yeah. So we were talking about interacting with the cops. I had some interactions today with one of them, a police lieutenant, but there were four cops who were there. Two cruisers, two cops per cruiser. One of them was an undercover unit. They pulled us over, presumably, and yes, it turned out to be the case because of the Shire Society license plate on the back of the car. Now, mind you, this is a real license plate. It's not a state license plate,
right,
but it's a real Shire plate.
It's so, made of metal.
Yep, it's it's got the embossing on it, so it's got that
stands out. Yeah,
yeah, it looks like a real plate.
Now, wait a minute. Was this hammered out by a prisoner who had no choice?
I haven't the slightest clue who made it. I know the company that I ordered it from, but I don't know if they're using prison labor or not.
Oh, really?
I point out also that, you can drive here from basically, I'm not entirely sure, but essentially Panama on up.
Okay.
So
really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's the Darien Gap, I think, is what separates people from being able to sort of locomote here. But, I mean, haven't you ever seen a European license plate here in the United States? I mean,
I've seen them, but, like, tangentially, they sometimes have a U.S. plate.
Yeah, sometimes they have both. Sometimes they're just a vanity plate.
Right.
But I have seen them where they're a legit license plate.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the fact is, you can bring your vehicle via ship to the United States and drive around from more than 100 countries with more than, X amount of provinces that are within those countries. And so there's a lot of different license plates out there. So
yeah,
pulling you over with, four cars seems really sort of crazy.
It seemed like an excessive response.
It should have been a fact-finding mission more than anything.
Yeah, these guys were ready to roll, man. I mean, they had us on two cops on one side of the car, two cops on the other, body armor on at least one of them that I noticed. And I, again, when you're in the moment, it's hard to think. It's hindsight always being 20/20. I realize I should have asked the cop, and I will when we go to court on this, if they end up scheduling a trial. Because there's a chance they'll drop the charge. But if we end up going to court, I'd like to ask, why'd you need so many officers? What was the reason for
that? What was going on there?
Yeah. What were you guys saying on the two-way radio in advance of the pullover?
Because they told me they thought it might be Breaker 19er, and I was really not sure.
Because they got the other guy there. Like, the other cruiser that rolled up was obviously called before the dude put his blue lights on.
Because
he put those blues on. I pulled right into the first parking lot, and this other cruiser just rolled right in. So they got the backup ready before they did the pullover. So this was a very, kind of orchestrated thing. And there's video. I haven't had a chance to review it yet at this point, but we did stream live on Cell 411, of course.
I checked the video, and I posted the streaming video to our local chat.
Excellent.
Actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
So I got to use Cell 411, which is one of our sponsors. They're our video stream sponsor here. You can watch our cams over at cam.freetalklive.com. I sent out the alert that says there's a specific alert for I'm being pulled over. So Cell 411 is an emergency response app.
I think there was a panic alert first, and then there was a pulled over video alert or something like that, which was interesting.
I didn't
there
send
were two
a panic alert.
That went out.
Huh. Okay. I definitely didn't send a panic alert, so I don't know why.
Yeah, you weren't panicking. You liked
why
that
stuff. Happened. Oh, I was waiting for this. I wanted to see how many miles I could drive with the Shire plate on before I got pulled over. The first time I've done this a few times over the years. Once it's probably been like 10 years since I did it the first time. Mm-hmm. So I think this is like the third time I've done it. The first time I did it, I made it 30 miles before I got pulled over, and the cop made me switch the tag out. Because the car is actually registered that I was driving in Montana, and the Montana plate was on the front of the car. So the cop, when I handed him the registration, I told him, oh, that plate, it's on the front of the car. He never went to go and look. And he just wrote me a ticket for so-called misuse of plates, which is going to be interesting to see if they can actually make that charge stick. Because I was displaying the registered plate on the car, just not on the back of the car. And the statute itself for misuse of plates doesn't specify where the plate needs to be displayed. It just says it has to be displayed on the vehicle.
So this is something
that's interesting
on your alert that you issued here that needs to be addressed. I think I'm going to have to bring this up in there's like a group for Cell 411. But the alert that went is a vehicle pulled alert, right?
Yeah.
And so there was some confusion amongst this, like, because vehicle pulled, not vehicle pulled over, almost sounds like they're pulling your vehicle, like, they're going to take it or towing it. And then the icon is a car with a hook on the back of it lifting it and taking it. So that might be some confusion
amongst
the developer and probably needs to be addressed.
Well, one thing I've seen with Cell 411 is Virgil Baduva, who's the developer of that, is
very fast.
Responsive.
Yeah.
Very responsive to user suggestions, very interested in getting feedback. So I'm sure he'll appreciate hearing about that. And one of the other cool features of Cell 411 is one of the newest versions that came out has a chat room feature. So as soon as somebody sends out an alert, it sort of loads up a chat room for everybody who received the alert to communicate with one another about it.
I think that's something else that needs to be addressed, because with the alerts that come out now, it's like sort of like if you see the alert, you are responding to it, period. Like, if you get the alert, it's like, no matter what you do, you're responding to it. So, like, if you close the alert, it kind of, like, lets the person know, oh, this person can't help you.
Right.
It's like, well, what if I just didn't want you to know I saw the alert or something? Like, it feels like they're trying to, like, force the communication there. But, and if you say, like, you want more information, so you, like, try to respond to the alert, then it tells them, you're on your way to help. And that may not be the case. Like,
that's a problem.
Like, I need to tell Johnson that he doesn't need to drive 45 minutes to come, like, see. And I'm like,
yeah, I
had no intention of driving 45 minutes because I knew I wasn't going to make it. If you're pulled over and you're in Hillsboro,
we're way far away. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get arrested, you're not going to be there in time.
Yeah.
If I'm going to
get
let go, you're not going to be there in time. There's more coming up here, 855, 450 free. Now, if I'd been down the street in Keene, it might have been a different story.
Yeah.
855, 450 free. You can share your thoughts here. By the way, go to get.cell411.com, and more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. SaveItPurse.com is where you can go to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And I had, you know, it's funny, I had a camera. Actually, I had a couple cameras in the car, dash cams, but one of them had gone on the fritz recently, and another one, the second one, I actually had two different dash cams in the car. The other one, when it got too hot here in New Hampshire, it was one of those ones that mounts to the rear view mirror, and it was fine during the wintertime, but I came back into the car one day, and the heat in the car had loosened up whatever the, you know, joint on the rearview mirror. Normally it's stickier. This made it a little more loose, and so the weight from the camera actually pulled the thing downward, so it wasn't staying put. It wasn't staying steady, and so I had removed that because I didn't want to keep having to mess with the thing to keep putting it back in place. Like, it would fall down multiple times while I was driving. That's useless. So I pulled that out of there, and so I was actually completely out of dash cams, and so all we had was Daryl's cell phone and my cell phone. So the cam footage of the pullover isn't going to be too hot, and it's too bad too, because it would have been nice to go back and review and see, you know, how long was the undercover cruiser behind us for.
I didn't think that the footage in the video was that bad, except for the fact that you turn it sideways at one point, but it didn't look that. I mean, I don't know, it was watchable.
I appreciate that. I mean, normally, you know, if I'm in a situation like that, my adrenaline's going to be going a little bit. I'm not going to be holding the camera particularly steady.
And you kept talking the entire time, so that's the important part.
Man. Yeah, that's. I'm pretty good at doing
keep
that.
The audience engaged.
Yeah, the narrative. Well, there's nothing to look at, right? You're just looking at it's a rainy day. There's a rearview mirror, and you can see the police cruiser back there as the cops are trying to figure out what to write the ticket for.
I had enough of them.
Because it's interesting. This was actually the third time I've been pulled over for having the Shire plate. Again, for listeners just tuning in, me and Daryl Perry were pulled over on the way back from the Concord State House today for having a Shire Society plate. And if you want to learn more about the Shire Society, you can go to ShireSociety.com. It's a group of individuals who've declared their own independence. It's not an organization. There's nothing to actually join in that. There's not a board of directors. There's no structure. It's just a declaration of independence for your own self. So you're sort of just signing it in your own mind or on a piece of paper you've printed out at your house. You don't have to send it in to anywhere.
It's kind of like, I mean, I like to call it basically an internet-based nation.
That's a way to look at it, yeah.
You know, the nation itself.
But without any president or any, you know, structure. Like.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a very liberty-oriented nation, nonetheless. But, you know, if a nation is a group of people who are like in some way, then, you know, their love of freedom would be the way that they're, you know, like, and this is their organization. So, and that kind of organization is generally called a nation or country or state or something like that.
Well, right, and a society is a group of people who've come together on usually a voluntary basis to achieve a particular goal or purpose. And one of the things that kind of spurred the creation of the Shire Society is I would hear the government bureaucrats, use this excuse with us. Well, you're part of our society, so therefore you have to follow all of these arbitrary rules that we, complete strangers to you, have come up with and are going to enforce upon you with the threat of violence. But you're part of our society. Well, and so the idea was, well, what if we have a different society? Can we have more than one society of people in a given landmass? So we created this Shire Society Declaration back when we had the Free Keen Forums. They're now known as the Shire Society Forums. But there was like this open discussion for, I think, you know, a few weeks where we took L. Neil Smith's work, which he wasn't too happy about.
Later.
But, he didn't know until later. And we were influenced by some of his work, and he sort of had this thing that we ended up sculpting into the Shire Society Declaration, which anybody can go and see and sign over at ShireSociety.com. I say all that just to kind of familiarize you with the Shire Society. There's a forum, by the way, so for those of you who want to connect with other people in the Shire Society, there is a Shire Society forum, and you can link to that from ShireSociety.com. It's a great way to reach out to people who live here in New Hampshire. Maybe you're thinking about moving here as part of that migration of libertarians that we talk about a lot here on Free Talk Live. That's one way to get in touch with people that's not Facebook. So it's a good alternative to reaching folks. In fact, there's a lot of people here who aren't on Facebook. We just had a new guy move in the last couple of weeks, and he's not a Facebooker. So there's actually a good chunk of the people out here that want nothing whatsoever to do with Facebook, but you can reach most of those people on the Shire Society forum. So anyway, Shire Society, I've done this. This is my third time getting pulled over for having a Shire license plate on the car. And it's the first time I've been charged with anything. So one thing you can definitely expect from the government is inconsistency. So I've been pulled over by Keene Police, I believe. Was it Keene? No. Once it was a Chesterfield cop. The other time it was Keene Police. No, actually, well, anyway. But both times I was told, hey, you've got the other plate for this car, the registered plate for the car is on the front of the car. Just put the registered plate on the back of the car. Here, get your screwdriver out, put it on the back, and no ticket. Have a nice day. And that's how it's gone. Today was the first day I actually got a ticket.
It would be great to. I'd love to see this in, like, you know, Mr. Marple kind of fashion, where you go into the court and you know, they say, you know, well, I've been charged. You could say, like, well, I've been charged with misuse of plates. I was using these plates absolutely properly. And well, then they come back to you, well, you needed to be using our New Hampshire lights. Well, I wasn't using those at all.
That's correct.
This I was not misusing those either. I was not using those.
Right. And the misuse of plates statute is written in a way that makes it seem like one could possibly get out of that particular charge. So it'll be interesting. Because, you know, a lot of cops will just write a ticket expecting you're going to pay it.
Right.
That's what they do. I mean, it's a revenue mission. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with safety. This is about revenue. So they hand out a bunch of tickets to people, and they figure 99 or 95% of them are just going to go ahead and cut the check. In fact, the ticket itself says on there, you don't have to appear in court if you just cut this check. Here's an envelope. They even give you the envelope. Yep. So, I mean, they do everything but write the check for you, you know? And
I'm sure soon. In the future they'll do that too.
Yeah, yeah. Soon the bank will just go ahead and take the money out of your account immediately when you're stopped.
So my goal was when I, because, I knew I was going to get pulled over eventually, but the question was how soon? So I've been, you know, the odometer, you can reset and get the little trip meter. So I've been counting the miles to see how far I could go, because one time I went 30 miles before I got popped. It didn't last very long at all. This time, 2,950 miles.
That's a lot.
Not bad. Not bad. Basically went from late January to right now, so about a quarter of a year. I made it. There were a couple times when
it's almost driving across the United States, I mean, as far as distance goes. Yeah. Yeah.
But it would be a lot different if you drove outside of New Hampshire with this. So I would not recommend trying this in
I wouldn't
in
take
other
it
places.
In mass.
Yeah, if I were going to take this car out of New Hampshire, I would have put the Montana plate on the back. Just as I'm only looking to troll the New Hampshire cops, not get into a court battle in
sure
Massachusetts.
Sure, they appreciate that exclusivity that you've given them.
Or New York. So anyway, yeah, almost 3,000 miles success. I'll consider that a success, and you know we'll see what happens with the charges. Let's go to Liberty Lover, and we'll keep you in the loop as it develops, because I'm going to trial if they'll. If they'll keep the charges going, and that's going to be fun, having this one on trial. Because we'll get to talk about the Shire Society, and Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
First of all, I had a question. Do you guys know your exact viewership numbers?
Viewership? Instead of listenership, you're talking about viewership?
Sorry, my bad. Listenership. You know how many people typically listen?
We don't know specifics. No. Because, well, for one, all listenership numbers are some kind of approximation, right? You know, when you're dealing with when you're dealing with any one out there, Nielsen can't rate everybody who's listening at any given time at any given radio or television set, so they take a group of people. But, you know, the short answer is that we probably on the radio have 300,000 weekly listeners on 170 or so radio stations. On the podcast, we get, about 125,000 downloads per month.
But that doesn't tell you how many listeners there are. There's generally no more than a few thousand per night, I would say. So that probably gives you some idea there. More coming up. Free talk.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us. And the way you do that is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And that gets you into Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just go and get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you want, and get the regular great Amazon prices. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So, once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about me and Daryl getting pulled over today, but also that was what was intended to be sort of the start of a conversation about a court case, Mark, that we haven't really even touched on yet, that you'll be telling us about coming up, about not answering police questions and getting into hotter water as a result of that. You'll tell us more about that coming up here, but we're going back to your calls and thoughts first. Liberty Lover is still with us. You had started out by asking us a question about
listenership
here on Free Talk Live, and it's hard to rate, you know, to even... Mark, you're basically taking a shot in the dark when you say 300,000. I mean, we don't know. We honestly, we know how many stations we have. We know what those markets are, and we know that some of those stations and some of those markets have ratings, but we don't necessarily know what Free Talk Live's ratings are if you were to break them down, so it's...
Well, we have gotten ratings in the past
been years.
Partners.
And we only get them when a program director would just happen to tell me, oh, yeah, by the way...
No, I'm not talking about your ratings. I'm talking about ratings with, you know, our brokerage companies
Oh, okay.
that... sell. And those are taking nationwide ratings, accumulating everything they've got, which is only about half of the stations, because the other half don't pay for the ratings and therefore don't get rated.
Right.
But, it's the number I use because I believe it to be not terribly, it's conservative, but not, ridiculously conservative.
Yeah.
So.
The actual topic tonight is I wanted to know you guys' opinions on, like, so-called sovereign citizens, what you think of those kinds of people.
I like that you preferenced it with so-called, because the term sovereign citizen seems to be an oxymoron. It seems contradictory that one could not be a sovereign, which is a king, and also be a citizen at the same time, a citizen essentially being a subject. How can you be both of those things at once? So it seems to me that, they're already getting off on the wrong foot with that particular terminology. But what you're referring to are people who have various different belief systems about, how to kind of get out of the state, get out of the current structure that we're currently in. And there's a lot of different gurus out there that will be happy to sell you their ideas for $1,000 or hundreds of dollars, and you can go and sign up for one of their seminars and go and pay them money and listen to their stuff. And ultimately, if you try to put their plan into action, a lot of times it's not going to work. And you can come back to them and say, hey, Mr. Guru, Sovereign Citizen Guru, I tried putting your ideas into action, and the judge found me guilty anyway. And then, of course, the guru, all he has to say is, well, you didn't do it the right way.
Of course, you missed a step.
When I
say that, I'm obviously referring to, some of the people that you see online. Some of the people are like, well, I do not have a driver's license, but my person does.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of ridiculous terminology. And a lot of the times, I think in a way they're associated with the liberty movement a lot of the time.
Some are, some aren't. Some are just kind of doing their own thing out there. And actually, our very own Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, is somebody who's actually had real experience in these areas. He's done a lot of research into many of what these gurus claim, and he himself has put his freedom on the line to actually try some of this stuff out. And he really does drive without a driver's license. That's really something that he does, and he's managed.
Some people drive without driver's licenses. Some people drive without license plates.
Yeah. And,
but isn't that legal?
Isn't what legal?
It isn't driving without a license. I hear it's technically legal, but...
To do what? Where'd you hear that?
I've heard that people have gone to court and have won cases, and apparently, courts have decided that they don't need a license.
Driver's license or license plate?
Driver's license.
Okay.
Well, Jay Noon's managed to successfully do it for a long time, but he's also gone to jail over it. So, it's not legal to do it by their rules. But, how do you get out of that? What's the best system for it? The thing is, there's all kinds of people with all kinds of theories out there, but applying them and getting them to be, reacted to in the same way by different courts and different cops it's a crapshoot at best. A lot of the theory would be that if something seems to work, it may not be because you've stumbled across the secret to the system. It may simply be that they didn't want to deal with it.
They're just irritated with dealing with you.
Right. Maybe they didn't want to have you standing in front of the courtroom full of 100 people who are about ready to all plead guilty to whatever they're there for.
Questioning the notion that one might actually need a driver's license in order to conduct a motor vehicle in a safe fashion. Like, if I, for whatever reason, just let my driver's license expire the next go-around, I'm not going to be a better or worse driver as a result. The purpose of the driver's license appears to be just so they can take it away if I start turning into a bad driver.
Yeah, and, I always thought driver's licenses, that's a bit of an issue I evolved on. And a lot of what you said makes a lot of sense. I don't become a worse driver because it expires. I mean, it's the same reason, you can get a course to shoot a firearm, for example, but it really doesn't matter either way because a lot of people still handle firearms without a license completely fine, and I feel cars should be no different. I appreciate the
thanks for the call tonight, Liberty Lover. In fact, it's interesting that you brought that up because I saw a headline posted by one of the local activists here, David Juris, about one of these gurus. He's going to be sentenced on August 1st of this year on, let's see, 13 counts of issuing fake financial documents to banks and the U.S. Treasury, and 6 counts of willful failure to file tax returns from 2009 to 2014. Federal jury on Friday returned across-the-board guilty verdicts against Winston Shrout, a prominent sovereign citizen that was charged with all those things. The jury foreman stood and read each guilty verdict. This is from OregonLive.com. For each of the 19 counts, as Shrout watched from his seat at the defense table, Shrout displayed no expression. The U.S. District Judge Robert Jones polled each of the jurors to ensure the 12-member panel was unanimous in its findings. As the jury foreman began reading each of the verdicts, one juror teared up. A fellow juror reached out to hold her hand as the rest of the verdicts were announced. The judge ordered Shrout to turn over his passport and restricted him from any travel outside of Oregon without prior court permission. Government lawyers, after jury deliberated for 5 hours over 2 days following the 3-day trial, government lawyers argued that Shrout aimed to cheat the Treasury and banks and preached his illegal schemes to hundreds of others in paid seminars across the country and abroad.
Yeah, they always want to get the guy who's doing the teaching the courses.
Well, in this case, he wasn't just teaching courses. He was, you know, doing what he was advocating and trying to.
Yes, but they always want to get him.
Fraudulent instruments. And for good reason, this guy's a fraudster. I mean, this guy deserved to go down. Well, this is one of those guys who's like.
He had a theory, and he taught the theory. Right?
No, he put his theory into action.
Right. And it didn't work. That doesn't make him a fraudster, Ian.
Yes, it does. If you write fake financial instruments and you make fake checks or whatever, that's
we
fraud.
We don't know what that means. Like, maybe, look, it was talking about issuing fake IDs to banks. So if he, I don't know, developed his own Shire Society driver's license and cash checks with it, maybe that's what they're referring to.
No, it didn't say anything about fake IDs. I don't know where you got that from. We can find more details about this, Mark, but I remember reading about this guy, because this story is not going to go into exactly what it was that he was issuing, but making up fake financial documents. This is one of those guys who, if I'm recalling correctly, he had this idea that, I can find out the exact scam here, I'm sure, if I do a little more digging. But he was one of those guys, I think, with, like, accepted for value, where you, like, write these magic words on a bill, and the idea is that it'll, access some kind of secret bank account that you have that the government set up for you, and it's tied to your social security number, your birth certificate, and they're like, there's these crazy, like, harebrained, really nebulous, confusing, Byzantine schemes out there that have to do with the idea that they base it on.
Is when your birth certificate is issued, it is a corporate document as opposed to a personal document, and that corporation is created with a bank account. The government funds that bank account
somehow
in opposition of the future taxes that you will pay in your lifetime.
And that you can somehow
you can
take
access
it. Yeah.
that bank
right.
account because you are not the corporate entity, but in fact the person running the corporate entity. Yes.
And you can make debt disappear and like all this crazy crap. Like, oh, just go get yourself a mortgage, and then you can just write all these magic words on the documents and make your $100,000 mortgage go away because, hey, that was fake money in the first place anyway, right?
So it kind of was.
That's kind of what they base it off of, and so it gets people riled up over the idea that fiat money is fake, and so, well, if it's fake money, then why can't we fake the money? And, well, guess what? You're going to go to prison. It's free time. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.